Well, it seems that social media these days is increasingly the way that people will try and find their lost pets, or how people who find a lost dog or cat will try and reunite it with its owner. Maybe it's worked for you. I would certainly love to hear your story this afternoon if it has. 1300 019 783, or you can text in on 0487 99 1057. Well, that's exactly what local resident Harriati did when she lost her dog, Druge, about 6 days ago. She says that she actually felt as though her life was falling apart. She had such a connection with her dog. She then got an enormous response from people across social media. And at about 8 o'clock this morning, Druge was found. The ABC's Oliver Gordon went out to Araluen and had a chat with Harriati.
6 days ago, I'm not dwelling on whatever happens. He just bolted, and I was just more focused on finding him after that. That's the thing, just keep on going. And Zoe and Speck found him this morning, and I'm just relieved. And I just would like to say thank you to Alice Springs people as well.
So is he okay now?
I'm going to send him to the vet today and check whether he's okay, because he's under medical condition as well. So hopefully he'll be back to his feet. He's a bit traumatised, I think, at the moment.
And how did it feel to be reunited with Druge?
Oh, God. It's just everything at once. And, just seeing him again, just... I don't know how I feel at that point. It's just my chest is about to explode. I was just weak on my knee. Okay.
That's Harriati, the owner of Druge, who was found at 8 o'clock this morning. But how was Druge found? Well, it's interesting, this one. It was, in fact, another dog called Speck who found Druge. Zoe Butler was dog-sitting Speck when Speck sniffed out Druge, the lost dog. And Zoe is with us this afternoon. You've not brought Speck in.
No, I wanted to.
Could have got complicated. How long had you been dog-sitting Speck for?
On and off all year.
Okay, yeah. So this wasn't like a one-off day where you happened to take Speck for a while. Okay, so you had not seen Harriati's calls for help to find Druge, had you?
No, terrible with Facebook, so I didn't see any of it. But I posted on Facebook and everyone instantly were replying and found him pretty quickly.
So this is what's interesting. You say you're terrible at Facebook, and yet even someone who says that they're self-declared no good on Facebook ended up using social media. Talk us through what happened this morning when you went for a walk with Speck.
Yeah, so I was walking up the mountain bike tracks, sort of off Love Grove Drive, and she always jumps into little bushes and things, and she jumped into this bush and sort of went behind these rocks. And I walked ahead and then turned around and she wasn't there, so I called her, and Druge came out first. And then Speck sort of stumbled out afterwards, yeah.
And what were they doing together? Not just...
Just saying hello, I think. Apparently they used to go to canine school together.
So they're friends from a former time. They probably do. They probably do. So they went to canine school together.
Yeah.
I love it. How long ago was that?
The owner said it was back when Druge was well, so I'm not sure how long ago that
was.
Okay.
But they did already know each other.
Yeah.
And at that moment... Could you see anyone else around? Were you in quite an isolated spot? Did you think, I think this dog's lost?
Oh, I thought he was lost to start with because he had a collar on and things. But no, I was sort of 200 metres off the main road. So I just took a photo of him, put him on Facebook. And then by the time I was back at the main road, everyone had replied. And, yeah, it was all pretty quick from there. Wow. Someone even came and bought water, who wasn't even the owner.
Just someone who was on board the story, the saga. And so did you take Druge with you?
No, he was a bit tired, I think, probably a bit dehydrated, so we kind of just sat on the side of the road and waited for Harriati to come and get him.
Okay. Yeah. So you posted Druge's photo on social media, on one of those Facebook pages, and then what sorts of things were people saying to you?
Straight away people were just like, I think that's the lost dog that everyone's been looking for. And then since he's been reunited, it's just been lots of posts of good praise and things like that.
So you're kind of like the hero. Well, you and Speck are the hero right now.
Speck's the hero, yeah.
I love it, yeah. Let's give it all to Speck.
Yeah.
Have you got a photo of the two of them together?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to have to. Can you share that with us at the ABC?
Yeah, sure.
We can get on board the social media story.
Yeah.
How did Druge look when he came out of the bushes?
A bit tired, but not too bad. Yeah. Yeah.
And then who was this person that came along with some water?
Just one of the ladies that was helping with the search. I think she was out last night at about midnight looking along the railway tracks and things for him. Yeah, crazy. So everyone's been on board looking for him. Yeah.
It's just amazing, isn't it? And what made you think, even though you don't use Facebook that much, it sounds like, what made you think, oh, I'm just going to post a photo just in case?
Oh, it's just, it just seems like that's what everyone uses for lost pets and things. So I'm only a member of the buy swap cell, so I put it in there, but everyone was instantly, yeah.
And was that your first thought rather than say, I'll ring the animal shelter?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Don't know why. Yeah.
Because maybe that's now everyone's first port of call.
Yeah.
I love it. Do you think that these two dogs are going to have to get together again at some stage? Bit of
I
a
think
reunion,
so. Yeah.
Have a play date?
Once he's recovered and had some food and rehydration, we'll have to get them together.
Yeah. And were there treats for Spec today for Spec's great work?
I've given her some treats and she got to lay on my bed in the aircon for a while this afternoon.
That's a bit of a special treat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so lovely.
Yeah.
Zoe, thanks so much for just talking us through what happened earlier this morning.
Sorry.
I think, I mean, what was, I mean, we heard a little bit from Harriati there, but what was her response when she came down to where you were on Lovegrove Drive?
There were tears, yeah. Yeah, she seemed very happy and sort of overwhelmed. Must have been a big week for her, so, yeah.
Yeah, she was clearly really very affected by having lost her dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did she say to you?
Oh, just thank you a million times, and then we had a chat and... Yeah, I've been talking to her today.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Throughout the day?
Yeah. He's recovered a bit and going to the vet shortly, I think.
Okay. Oh, so yeah. You've just been checking in to see how he's going. Oh, that's so lovely. Has this ever happened to you before?
No, definitely not.
All right. What a lovely story. Yeah. Zoe Butler, well done. And well done, Spec. And thanks so much for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you.
Oh, Zoe Butler and Spec, who sniffed out Druge, the dog of Harriati, who was really upset. We could tell from certainly that chat earlier today, but clearly on social media, but social media also to the rescue. She's been reunited with her dog. Hopefully Druge is okay. And it sounds like maybe Druge and Spec will hang out again in the future.